My darling, the carriage awaits. The Duchess herself will be there. But what if he's already in the ballroom, waiting?
Sorry, are we getting off here?
Huh? Oh, no. Next stop.
Lose yourself in a thrilling romanticy story. Think again. Take the train with Southeastern. Choose from our range of tickets. Buy direct from us and pay no booking fees.
Southeastern.
Jeremy, Katie and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, the good news is it's going to be a hot, hot day. My God, Josh, you're an idiot. You walked in with a jacket today. What are you doing walking in with a jacket? It's already like 80 degrees out.
I felt so stupid. So normally, like, our office really is like 40 degrees, and Katie and I sit directly under the vent, and the air kicks on around, I don't know, Katie, what, like 6:30 usually?
It's like a jet engine in here.
Yeah, and we all hear it and feel it, and we get freezing throughout the day. So I just pop that jacket on in the morning, kind of out of habit.
Same.
And I walked out my front door this morning, and I was like, yo.
I was like sweating instantly. I was like, what is happening?
It was
out
already
here?
Like 78 degrees walking out of my house. And I was like, oh, okay, I feel stupid. And then I walked past you guys, we in these huge bay windows that we have. Looking at you guys in my green, you know, winter coat, and Jeremy was just shaking his head at me like, what are you doing?
I'm already pitting out in here. Yeah. This guy's got a jacket on.
It was stupid. I agree. It was stupid. And I took it right off, and Katie's looking at me, and she's like doing this with her shirt like, I'm hot already.
It's
I'm like,
so
I know.
Hot.
I'm wearing a winter coat, Katie. I feel you.
Stinky day in a lot of offices around
the
I think it's the hottest day of the year, right?
It's so
96
far.
Today.
Hottest day.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Slather on the deodorant before you put on that pantsuit today, all right? And enjoy a hot, hot day in the city. Josh went to a movie last night. What'd you go see?
We saw the new movie Obsession that everybody is talking about.
Which one's that one? I'm not talking about it.
So it is that movie that really had, I think, like a $700,000 budget or something. Ooh. Really, really cheap. And apparently it was just the greatest thing to hit theaters this summer, beating out other movies.
Why didn't you go see He-Man?
Well, that's later this week, so don't worry. It's
okay,
coming.
Good.
Uncomfortable movie, to say the least. It is one of those movies about a couple where I don't want to give too many spoiler alerts, but the girlfriend is obsessed, you know, rightfully named, with the boyfriend. And to the point where anybody that even looks her boyfriend's way is potentially in danger of their lives. Uncomfortable movie to go see with your girlfriend, let me tell you. Really odd, weird.
You think
movie.
She's crazy? She's going to go after people if they look at you?
Oh, heavens no. But it's just one of those things that you go
John.
See with your significant other and you're like, what is going on here? And on top of that, like, it's a horror movie, okay? So it is a horror, creepy, keep you on the edge of your seat movie.
Ooh.
But I don't know if the movie theater did this on purpose or not. It was so hot in there. Like, I had sweat dripping down my back while I was there. And then you also just have, like, the nervous sweats because it's a movie that keeps you on your toes.
Yeah.
And it was awkward and weird. And it's not the movie where it's, like, you know, ghosts and ghouls scary. It was, like, the
psychological.
Movie. Yes. And then also the jump scare, which I was expecting
for
an hour and 45 minutes yesterday.
The intensity.
Did you scream like a little girl?
Uncomfortable. Only once.
Is that why you're uncomfortable with your girlfriend today?
Because I screamed like a little girl and she got the ick. Kind of. It was just a weird,
how did
scary
it end?
Movie.
How did it end?
You just want to say that on the air.
Do you want me to say it?
No,
yeah,
absolutely
I want to know how
not.
It ended.
No.
Nobody's seeing
that.
This movie.
No,
literally
there are so
everybody
many
died.
See in this
literally
movie.
Everybody
finally,
died.
Finally, one of the movies where you know you go, everybody died, and it ruins them. No,
everybody
died.
Right.
Everybody. It was
I
horrendous.
Don't like that. I don't want to see that movie.
You should have saw He-Man.
I sh- oh, 100%.
Only Skeletor dies.
Oh no! Don't say that.
Spoiler alert.
It was horrible, and I hated every second of it. And I went on the recommendation of my so-called best friend, Nate. Nate said, you gotta go see this movie, dude. It's amazing. So I go thinking like, oh, I trust my buddy's recommendation, who I've known for well over a decade. I called him afterwards and I was like, I am never listening to a movie recommendation from you again. And
you
he
wrong.
Burst out laughing. He goes, you actually went and saw it? And I was like, yes,
oh,
I actually
Nate.
Went and
I
saw it.
I told you I don't trust that guy.
No,
I don't trust
him. He's shady Nate.
He is, shady man.
And
I was
side
so
note,
upset.
Though, this is another one of those reasons why I don't really go to a lot of movies because the if you start thinking about how many people sit in those seats, you know, and then there's you in there on a hot day, the heat's on and you're sweating and you're sitting on those seats, like how many people before you have sat there and sweated? This is why I'm a bit of a germaphobe when it comes to the movies.
I didn't even think of that, and now that grosses me out. Like, there was a movie that was walking out right before we went in.
And
you
they were hot, and you sat in somebody else's sweat.
Oh, I wonder how many times they wipe down the seats,
They
too.
Don't.
I yeah,
don't.
Oh,
they don't?
I've only seen them, like, clean out the theater, like the floor. And
at the end of the night,
things,
right?
Trash on the ground. Like,
no wiping.
I've never seen anyone wipe down a seat.
Would it be weird if I walked in with, like, a can of Lysol to the theater and sprayed my seat down and pulled out my Lysol? I saw wipes, you know, and wiped the seat
like,
down.
Excuse me, pardon me. Let me just get the armrest,
please. The previous guy was very large and sweaty.
I think you may have started a thing, because I want to do that now.
Like, it was so gross.
Said theaters were like hotbeds for lice.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, if you think about it. Those ones with the high backs that are cloth, and then everybody... You got 10,000 people putting their heads right there on the back.
You got to have a lot of lice.
That's
for it
a
to
horror
just
movie.
Build a community in that your theater is... chair, though.
Yep.
Like, hey. That's a lot of lice.
Have you looked around at the public lately? All right, it's time for some sports. The New York Post is claiming that single people everywhere are flocking to the cities that are hosting World Cup games, looking for sexy, rich, eligible, and international soccer diehards to woo.
Yes. Yeah, you got to look outside of the States lately is what I'm thinking. So this is perfect.
33-year-old woman said the dating pool just expanded so much more. She's looking to catch the eye of a handsome man traveling here for the games. Or maybe even one of the athletes, she says.
Yeah.
She's not putting all of her eggs in one basket. She did say that she is shelling out thousands of dollars to hit up games in Philly, Kansas City, Boston, Dallas. Anywhere there's going to be a bunch of single international eligible dudes.
She's going to find her
that
a man.
Desperate? Dang. Thousands
I know, right?
of dollars.
Well, this says the World Cup is bringing in about 6.5 million travelers. So that's going to be a lot more people to meet. And that's a lot more... STDs to spread around, I guarantee you that.
Not only that, but people know that those people are coming into town for a good time, and
yeah,
they're like,
they
hey,
are.
I'm looking for a good time,
That's
too.
What it is. So, is it a good time or a relationship?
Well, like,
You never know, it'll blossom,
no,
right?
No, I feel like this is definitely just an excuse to go out there and have fun, and then you're going to go thousands of miles away from me, so of course this can't work. This is everybody's just very basic hookup, and everyone's okay with
this. This is just smash-tastic, is all this is?
Yeah. Be safe, otherwise you're going to get that call from across the country.
I know.
Hey.
From
across the world.
Yeah.
Hey. This one woman is saying, it's such an exciting time for us girlies. I've been updating my profile with new summertime pictures, photos of me within my Team USA jerseys on, Team Mexico soccer jerseys on, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, a lot of smashing going on. That's nice.
Right.
Katie, go get it done. You're looking for a hot international man, aren't you?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Kansas City's not that far away.
Well, yeah, you should go.
Yeah.
Well,
sure.
We got to get you a car first. Katie needs a car. If anybody
I've got
has
a few
car,
things I need to do before I just, you know, take another vacation. So I'll just hang out here.
All right. Josh, what you got?
All right. Well, like you just said, there are about 6.5 million people coming from across the world just to watch these matches that have been so exciting so far. And as you can guess, a lot of those people are hitting the bars, or as they like to call it, the pub.
Mm-hmm.
They're hitting the pub there. And a woman named Kaylee out of Boston, she said that it has absolutely skyrocketed her tips and her income now. And she says, it is something that I did not think would come to me. She says she's worked at a bar for about 5 years, and the surge came as all these international fans descended on the city for tournament matches, and it has been an unexpected welcome surprise for her.
I thought I'd make a video about how much I made today thanks to the World Cup. My credit card tips were $464. So for cash, I made $486. That brings me to $950. I know people are complaining about the World Cup being in the U.S., but as a girly who bartends in Boston, I am not complaining. Shout out to Scotland. They were most of my customers today.
Yeah.
Jeremy, do you have anything to say about what she sounded
like? I'm on my tipping journey.
That is what I thought of
the
right
whole time.
When I heard that. That is how you have talked about the...
The
journey.
Journey girls.
Bartender woman.
Yeah. You guys want to do some shots? Are you on your shot journey while you're in town?
Look, it is really exciting for her. She only worked for about 7 hours yesterday, and she said making $1,000 in 7 hours, it is helping everybody out. It is an economic boom.
Sure is.
To every city that is out there. So shout out to Kaylee and all the other people working very hard, because that is really busy. And it's probably really cool to be able to see so many different people from different countries and different worlds and kind of get a taste of their culture. You know? I love that. Plus, $1,000 at the end of the day.
Well,
that's
the international folks are opening up their wallets, so it's
You love it.
There you go, guys. There's your sports! Sports journey on Mix 100.
You guys are ready for this. It's JKJ's Mile High Hype
on Mix 100.
That's all brought to you by Int Credit Union. They're becoming Wings Credit Union. New name, same great credit union. Does anybody know where Katie is?
Katie
went to the bathroom and never came back.
Is she okay? We don't have anybody to send to her. Hello?
Hello? Katie? Well, I guess we'll get into it. I don't know what we're going to do with the local stuff. We'll see if she pops back in here.
My darling, the carriage awaits. The Duchess herself will be there. But what if he's already in the ballroom, waiting?
Sorry, are we getting off here?
Huh? Oh, no. Next stop.
Lose yourself in a thrilling romanticy story. Think again. Take the train with Southeastern. Choose from our range of tickets. Buy direct from us and pay no booking fees.
Southeastern.
New York City mayor, what's his name?
Mamdani, I think.
Remember the Zohan?
No.
I don't know. I guess he inadvertently revealed something that we've all kind of been speculating for a few months. What have we been speculating is coming to New York City?
Well, we think a massive wedding, right?
Well, I guess he was doing some sort of interview talking about all the big things coming to New York City, and he said this.
We are the biggest city in the country. We are used to big events, and we are incredibly excited for this one. We know it coincides with the Knicks finals run. We know it coincides with July 4th, America 250, Taylor Swift's wedding, all happening at the same time, and we are so excited to welcome the world here.
Oh, whoopsie daisy!
Did you let it slip?
Whoopsie daisy! Yeah, so it sounds like the big Tay-Tay wedding is coming to New York City. I wonder if he was supposed to say that.
I know, that's like, did she like give him the okay for that, or did he just kind of completely...
Was there a harshly worded letter from Tay-Tay?
The cart before the horse there. He got uninvited.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Hi. Tom Holland confirms that he and Zendaya are married.
Yeah,
it's kind of something
that
we all knew, though, right? I mean, like, worst kept secret.
Yeah. Well, because they were wearing their rings.
Yeah,
she had
her wedding ring on in multiple interviews.
Yeah.
But they're an adorable couple.
Yeah.
Like, I love them, so good for them.
Congratulations.
Sam. I'm so excited. Shrek 5 is coming out. Ugh. Do we need another Shrek?
Can I say something about this?
Yeah.
There are, like, leaked pictures all over X of what Shrek now looks like. And it's almost like animation has gotten too good to where he doesn't look... I don't want to say real as an ogre, but like he does, it's not believable anymore. He looks like he has Botox. The new Shrek looks like he got his face.
I watched
face
the trailer
kind of
this morning for the new one. I didn't see that at
all. I did not like the way he looks. He's got bushier eyebrows just to make him look more realistic. I don't know. I didn't like it.
Like a realistic ogre? That's funny.
And I didn't like that at all.
Well, I'm sorry, buddy.
I know. I'm bummed. I like the Shrek
franchise. You don't have to go see it. Oh. You really don't have to.
Okay.
And then one final thing. I forgot. This Sunday is freaking Father's Day. Did anybody know that? Whoops. I didn't even know.
I'm desperately looking for something.
Yeah,
for my
dad. Have no idea what to give it.
And it's so tough because my dad's birthday is a day after.
Oh,
like, is it the thing where you just double up on one day or get him two separate things?
I think so.
I don't know.
I think so. The thing about Father's Day this year is it lines up with the summer solstice. Most daylight of any day of the year. Anyway, so I pulled this.
Sunday. Father's Day and the summer solstice collide in one massive celebration.
It's the longest day of the year.
Watch Dad as he absorbs maximum daylight with minimum effort.
No mowing the lawn.
No doing chores. Let him drink beer and eat fried foods.
Yeah.
And make absolutely no plans whatsoever.
The sun may reach its highest point in the sky, but Dad's feet will reach their highest point in the recliner.
It's the summer solstice.
It's Father's Day.
Sunday.
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 There's your reminder. Get Dad something. I'm with you, though, buddy. I have no idea what to get my dad.
It's just like, what do you get a man that has everything? I mean, like, a card again? Am I still young enough to give him the handwritten card and it's cute?
I wish you would make one out of cardboard or construction paper.
Do the macaroni.
Fold it in half.
He'll love it.
What you got locally, Katie?
Okay, so we have the first ever Mess Fest coming to the Children's Museum, and this is so neat. I love that they're doing it. It's happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and kids, really, they get to just play in a lot of different fun stuff. So each day has its own theme. Like Friday, they get to dive headfirst into glorious goo.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and then Saturday, it is party with paint, and then Sunday, they have squishy shaving cream fun for all the kids. So admission to the museum.
Like club night.
Well, I think it's just fun because it's a sensory thing, right? So it's kids, they're all about that with the squishies and everything now. So this is a way for them to get out there and enjoy that kind of stuff, but be playing in it. So it's a little bit more, you know, outside the box thinking. They're not just sitting on a chair with their fidget toy. Yeah. They're actually playing in it. And I love it. So admission into the museum gets you into these fun events. And then members, you get in for free. So they've even got a kid wash at the end, so you
hose them down.
Yeah, rinse off your little baby Nana and then wrap them in a towel and get them in the car. So I do love that part. And then that is, again, all this weekend at the Children's Museum. We have this new hot box sauna officially bringing its first U.S. outdoor sauna village to Denver. So this company, the Hot Box Sauna Company, they're a Dublin-based setup, right? So they have these hot box saunas all over the world.
Does hot box mean something different there?
No. This is just a
is
sauna.
Is like a hot pocket?
No, it's like a village. So it's a bunch of different saunas in a location, and you can like spend your whole day there. Kind of like our hot springs, but with saunas. No, it's not a naked. It's not a naked thing.
I'm out.
But they, again, it's all around the world and based in Dublin, but this is the first one they're bringing to the United States, and it is right here in Denver. So that's going to be located off South Broadway, and then they will have their authentic Nordic Irish sauna and cold plunge experience right here in
Colorado. You don't want to be naked for that one.
You don't want to be. No.
People will point. People will point and laugh.
They will. Yeah, I'll be one of those people laughing. So absolutely. And then USA, they did a write-up about the cities that spend the most on OnlyFans.
All right.
Yeah, they're really into it in the ATL where the players play. $26 million in 2025 is how much they spent. And they did it per capita, so it was like per 10,000 people. How much are you spending? But still far and away, Atlanta coming in at number one. Denver falling at number 7 on this list of 167 cities. Dang, guys. No wonder it's so expensive to live here. You're spending all your
stuff for free?
Money on virtual love. I know. Just over $21 million in 2025 is what they spent in Denver for OnlyFans.
Still a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. And then even, like, again, if you're like, well, that's Denver, right? Of course, Denver. No, Colorado, when they broke it down by state, Colorado is number 4.
We're number 4. We love butts and stuff.
It's even worse for the whole state.
We love butts and stuff.
But, yeah,
I swear she just really likes me.
It's quite funny if you look at just like what they spend it on, what people are not only spending it on, but what they're sacrificing to spend it on OnlyFans, because it is a demographic, right? It's a demographic of men and women who are spending their money on OnlyFans. But yeah, a list we probably didn't want to end up on. We are there. And then do you want one more? Just because we've got a little time here. We've got Keanu Reeves' band coming to Denver. This is like he's not here for an interview or a movie or anything. Dogstar is coming. And not only that, but I believe they're playing Summit Music Hall in September. So they're not even coming to like Ball Arena or anything. They're literally coming to Summit. But hands down, Keanu Reeves is described as one of the most down-to-earth guys you'll ever meet. And so a lot of people are excited that he came back to be in this band because they broke up in like 2002, but the members would jam together throughout the years until the pandemic. But then when quarantine happened, it brought them all back together. And then in 2022, they announced on Instagram, we back.
I'd go
along
see him.
With Keanu.
Yeah, they run on Only Jams.
There you go.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, I am fully aware that I'm probably going to tick off a lot of people right now. Or you're going to either like shake your head up and down and be like, yep, yeah, you're right, bro. That's me. For many years on this here morning show, I have pointed out two of the worst kinds of drivers on the road and what they drive. One, I think Josh knows, the BMW driver.
Yep.
The Beamer drivers, man, they are monsters behind the wheel. And I can say that because my mom drives a Beamer.
You know our boss has a Beamer, right? Oh. The big guy.
Big boss. I would imagine he's a monster behind the wheel.
Oh, you doubled down.
What? I don't care.
Say with your whole chest.
Pure observation. The BMW drivers are horrible on the road. And the second group of people is the Ram truck drivers. Oh, my God.
My goodness.
Specifically, you diesel guys.
I got my Cummins.
I am totally driving a Ram right now.
No, you're in a Dakota. Yeah, you're in a smaller one.
But it's still Dodge Ram, right?
No, it's a Dodge Dakota. It's a smaller one. The Ram, I'm talking about the big boys. The Ram 2500s. The diesel boys. I got to add a third one to the group because I have noticed this the past month or two driving into this here radio station. On a consistent basis, you Subaru Outback drivers, I don't know what the hell is going on right now. You have turned into complete terrors on the road.
Really?
You have no respect at all. You don't follow speed limits. You come flying up on people, and you're cutting over, and you're cutting back over. You're not using your turn signals. I'm pissed at Subaru drivers. Have you noticed this at all?
Well, it's because they have the overconfidence that that thing can get them through anything, which, by the way, Subaru, very well-built car, probably can.
It's a quality vehicle.
Quality vehicle, but...
Colorado ready.
When it comes to traffic, they think that you can cross any solid line in the world. I saw a Subaru yesterday, Jeremy, driving on I-25, coming home from the movie, and we were caught in traffic, flies on the shoulder to get around like four cars. The shoulder! Just to get around That's four funny. Cars.
Yeah, yeah.
So what are you doing?
Every morning, I know the same guy. He's in a white one. And you see him coming a mile away because it's all Vin Diesel Fast and Furious. You see him in, out.
That's
funny. He goes flying on by.
See, I'm up in the mountains hiking all the time, so I see a lot of Subi people. And I don't experience this at all. In my, you know, I've seen very polite, very respectful drivers everywhere. Like, seriously. So, yeah, I'm not experiencing the same thing with the Subaru
Is
drivers
it you, Jeremy?
As you are.
Is it you?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm driving 20 under in the
exactly,
left lane
right?
with my turn signal on.
That could be part
Maybe
of it.
Maybe it could be me. I don't know.
My darling. The carriage awaits. The Duchess herself will be there. But what if he's already in the ballroom, waiting?
Sorry, are we getting off here?
Huh? Oh, no. Next stop.
Lose yourself in a thrilling romanticy story. Think again. Take the train with Southeastern. Choose from our range of tickets. Buy direct from us and pay no booking fees.
Southeastern.
I saw this story this morning, and it kind of made me smile because it brought me back to my childhood where my dad occasionally would wander into a Mickey D's and buy a bag of their fried apple pies and bring them home to the family.
So good.
Just as kind of like a sweet treat for the kids, and they're bringing them back for the first time in more than three decades, like the OG fried apple pies.
I don't think I ever had one.
Really? Oh, are you serious?
Yeah. God, they're good.
Because we didn't have a McDonald's in my hometown for the first, like, I think 10 years I was alive. Yeah. So when they actually brought it, I don't know if they had the fried apple pie then. So this may be a first for
me. It's one of those things where you'd take a bite into it and it would just burn
the
living heck out of your
mouth. Hotter than 1,000 suns.
Lava.
And it's so unevenly cooked, too. Like, the outside, scorching. And it'd get a little warmer as you get to the inside. But that first bite... It would rip your taste buds off.
I'm excited to try it.
Don't drop it in your lap.
Be careful.
My God. And it comes in that little sleeve, too. Mm-hmm. It's a little apple pie condom is what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, kids. Good morning. All right. So we've been documenting how much Josh is in love with Princess Pilot, Jenny, who he's been dating for quite a while. And now she's coming up with some... date ideas or something?
Well, first things first, it is kind of coming up on a year. And, you know, at least in my experience, the women love to be very sentimental when it comes up on that year anniversary and all that stuff. And she was talking earlier about how she would think it would be really cute to maybe head back to our very first date spot that we ever went to as like a romantic gesture and kind of reliving the experience. It's like, you know, when people like renew their vows or whatever, it's like, oh, it's so romantic and it's so cute. And look at us. We're back to the same spot where we first originally met. And as she's like talking to me, telling me all of this, I have the 1,000-yard stare, the blank stare. And she goes, What's going on? I go, I don't even remember where we went. Like,
oh,
I have no idea the name.
No.
I have
no. Joshy boy.
I remember it was a.
You pretend to remember.
Oh, that was my favorite spot.
Yeah. I was racking my brain
immediately.
The weather that day was perfect. Like,
man.
You. Like, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You were probably dating like 4 girls at the time, though.
Well, I don't think that was the. That might have been the first of the 3 dates I went on that day. So I was like, oh, okay,
yeah.
So.
That's the thing.
Oh, no,
it was
playa.
Well, it was just one of those things where at that time, and I've told her this, I'm not saying anything new. At that time, I wasn't necessarily looking for a long-term relationship, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, I love going on dates. She seems really great. She's really cute. She caught my eye. But it was a coffee date. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't a Starbucks. I took her to kind of a nice, you know, hole in the wall coffee shop, and I know it was in Lohi. So I'm like, literally still, I don't remember
the name.
You
could just ask her. Like, where was it?
No, she doesn't remember the name either. So that's the thing. She's like, I loved the place, though. She's like, the ambiance, the venue. It was really cute.
You were one of 6 dates she had that day.
Probably.
So.
I mean, look, she's a hot
right?
commodity. We all understand that. So anyway, she's like, I just think it'd be really cute to go there, and it'd be so much fun to relive that. And I'm going, it wasn't even that good of a date. Like, she knocked over the coffee in front of everybody. Like, it spilled everywhere.
You just go again and you knock over coffee for funsies.
I don't know
that's
if
cute.
I want to do that. I don't know
that's
if that's
cute.
Romantic.
Yeah, sure it is.
And I remember her telling me later, it ended up, and I didn't know this because we were so busy cleaning up the coffee at the time. She's like, oh, yeah, it went all over my pants, and she was sitting in sticky coffee for the rest of the date. And I'm like, that's uncomfortable. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't, all in all, it wasn't a good date. Did I like her? Was she cute? Was it fun? Yeah. But, like, there's been better dates, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking to myself the whole time, is it really that romantic? Like, have you ever done any of that, Jer?
Is.
I mean,
yeah,
you've been together
absolutely.
For forever.
Yeah. We've revisited spots and stuff. And
oh, so
I'm...
you've done this?
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's Bennigan's, right? That's where you guys had
yeah,
your first date.
Yeah, we can't revisit that one.
Oh,
yeah.
R.I.P.
We've
but you have.
Spots, I think. I might be talking out of my butt. I feel it feels familiar. But I like this. Why wouldn't you? Just go back to this goofy coffee shop. And make it a fun thing where you dare one of you to dump a coffee on the floor. That's the fun stuff in relationships.
Those lucky workers.
That's just, you clean it up. It sounds like you cleaned
I mean,
it up.
We
like,
did.
It make that's the fun. That's the seasoning, you know? You go and you giggle and be like, are you going to do it? Are you going to do it?
Okay.
Like, if you're really going to reenact your first date, yes, somebody's got to spill some coffee.
Is it my turn? Because it was her. Is it my turn?
I think so.
Because the funniest thing
and
about
I think
that,
you make it a point every year to go back to that coffee shop and dump coffee on the floor.
Those lucky workers.
Our 20th anniversary, I'm just going to walk in, take the coffee pot and spill
and just
it
dump
upside
it.
Down.
Again, that's the cute crap that keeps relationships going
okay.
for years and years and years.
You're getting me more
are
excited about
Are you kidding me?
It.
That's TikTok gold. That's Instagram gold. Every year you're going to go, like, here we go, and you count down the week until you do it, and today's the day, and you're both sitting there nervous, and somebody dumps coffee on the floor.
We're going to make millions.
That's the cute stuff.
I love it.
Those
that's
lucky
the fun
workers.
Those, I know, that's, so that's the thing. Those
that's
workers
all I think of. I'm just
thinking
of those.
Coffee all
yeah,
day
here
long.
Comes that couple again. Watch,
yeah,
they're going to throw
year,
some coffee
survive.
On the ground.
Once a year,
watch
they'll
this
be
guy.
Fine.
He's just going to take his cup and throw it right on the ground.
We're
going to
have our pictures up front. Do not let these people in.
Very clumsy people right here.
From this place. Before you know it.
Do it.
Clumsy cafe.
You
that's
could
our
just
name.
Revisit the place and say, oh my gosh, this is the first time I ever saw you here and have a nice conversation. You don't have to get all,
boring.
You know, destructive.
Boring.
I'm just saying. You can
listen
just go back.
I've been with the same woman for 25 years. Do this kind of stuff, okay?
All right. The goofy kind of silly crap. Okay,
yeah.
I like that.
And then call her Sticky Pants the rest of the day, okay?
Oh, I already do.
She's going to love it. She'll love that.
Love you, Sticky Pants.
So a lot of people aren't comfortable with the AI and the robots that are going to be popping up everywhere and everything, but I don't know. I kind of feel like you might like this one, Katie, that's coming out.
What?
It's a robot toilet. And here's the thing. You don't even have to leave your couch.
Okay.
You just use an app and you call it over. When it arrives, you hop on it, do your business, and then it cleans itself and goes back to a docking station and it just prepares itself for your next herd, it sounds like.
But you're just going to do that right there in your living room?
Well, I mean, you live alone.
But still, that's not.
So does it dock like a Roomba, essentially?
Yeah. I think so. Here's a little bit of, I don't know. It's like
I don't like it.
40 seconds, here
this
you go.
This is the Xiaoban intelligent toilet robot, as instead of the person going to the toilet comes to the person.
Uh-uh.
As soon as you are finished, the robot initiates a built-in bidet system for automated washing,
okay,
followed
okay
by a warm air drying site.
Oh.
From there, a heavy-duty odor control mechanism
duty
instantly engages, sealing the internal chamber airtight to trap and neutralize any smells.
Ooh.
The robot
yeah
drives itself back to the docking station. It then extends a disposal arm, completely flushing both the solid and liquid waste away.
Yucky.
Immediately after, it runs an intensive self-cleaning and sanitizing cycle on the bowl.
Intensive.
Leaving it pristine for the next trip.
I love that it said intensive cleaning cycle.
I don't like anything about
this.
I don't know
great
why I thought I would
well
like
my
it
number one concern was definitely the odor. But
yeah
if it says it's got you,
it
well
seals
no
it up.
Use
no
a little poopery right there.
There's
what do we
no
got
way. Like the minute that you know,
it's only 13 grand.
The minute you do that, it automatically stinks up the room. Like,
not me. I smell
yeah
like roses.
No, you don't. No, you don't. But it automatically smells like it. How is it going to delete the smell from the room?
Maybe it's like a vacuum. Like a
it's yeah.
Yeah. I don't like it. You do that in the bathroom. There's a reason you go
sounds
somewhere to
super
do
convenient
it.
Look, the
though
second
like it
said bidet I was in, I was like, all right,
you're,
I love it.
You know, you're watching sports. You don't want to miss any of it. You don't want to pause it. You want to watch it in real time and you got to go. You hop on your app and here it comes.
Keep my interest.
You plop down, you go, and it
no
drives off.
No.
Plus, I mean,
it is warming air. It washes
yeah
you and blows on you.
No, I don't need this in my life. Like, I already don't like the robots. I definitely don't like this crappy one.
Talk
so
about bringing like a date home and a flex, though. Hey, you gotta go. You gotta go pee. No,
wanna,
no, hold on. Come
you
want to
poop
come
on
here
my robot?
I don't think girls are gonna be as impressed as you guys think they are about this. Really,
oh,
like this
on
is not a flex,
Josh.
This is like
oh my god, is that over there in the corner? One of those robots that comes over and I can go poo poo pee pee on it?
How much did
and
you
like
spend on this thing?
13 grand, baby girl. Come
oh
here.
Oh my no god, 13 grand. Get that thing over here.
Nothing speaks more lazy
get
to me
here
than this thing. This is like the laziest convenience I think I've ever heard the robots.
Well,
come
it's gonna
up
be
with
good for the people that like have mobility issues and the elderly.
Okay.
I think that's probably where it's going to be geared towards.
Yeah.
So.
Well, not middle-aged men who don't want to leave the couch so they can watch their sports ball. Like, no, that's what you were trying
sounds good to
me present
sounds all right to me
it as. So.
Not
oh
mad
my
about
god
it.
Can I poop on your robot?
The fun starts now with Fast Five.
Pull up your big girl pants.
Hey, how's it going?
Your big boy pants.
Let's go, baby!
Gee, you're not too smart, are you, mister?
It's time to play Fast Five. How fast can you be?
Oh, my God.
With Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Well, here we go. Time to play Fast Five with JKJ. It's 7:30. If you'd like to call in and play, 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. All brought to you by Bally's Casino Blackhawk. Best value with $5 blackjack and $5 menu items daily. Here's how it works. We'll get you on the air, get to know you, and I'll give you a category, and then start a 10-second timer. And within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. It sounds fairly easy until you're on the air and you seize up, but it's also a lot of fun. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649 if you'd like to call in and play. And for those of you who have never heard some of the categories before, give us some that we've done in the past, Katie.
Okay, so you asked for things that are all over the place, like five menu items from Costco. You've also asked for five characters from Stranger Things. The one that won it yesterday was Kelly, Liam, and Penelope. Adorable. Naming five cities in Colorado that start with the letter F. No problem.
Firestone!
So, yeah, you never know what you're going to get when it comes to the categories.
Yeah, but the key is just to call in and have some fun with us. It's going to be a little easier to get in right now because I'm telling you, schools are out. The carpool lanes are basically non-existent. And you need to call us right now. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. If you get placed on hold, don't hang up. And if you do, in fact, win Fast Five today, we'll hand you an epic prize, bro.
Yeah, we've got some tickets for you to go check out. Red Rocks, AJR will be performing on June 29th. So you can see Adam, Jack, and Ryan in their full glory if you win Fast Five today. Good luck.
There you go. Good luck, everybody. All right, final call here. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. If you hear somebody play and they don't get it, call back. That'll open up a line for you guys. Here's Amanda. Amanda Hug and Kiss. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Hi. What are you doing? What are you doing today?
Pulling into work.
Oh, good. Go make a living, girl.
Yeah.
Is there somebody at work that you can't stand?
No, I actually like all my office staff.
So you know what? It might be you that they don't like.
No.
I'm there for entertainment.
Yeah, yeah, there right? You go. Like, Amanda's here. She's so clumsy.
My darling, the carriage awaits. The Duchess herself will be there. But what if he's already in the ballroom, waiting?
Sorry, are we getting off here?
Huh? Oh, no. Next stop.
Lose yourself in a thrilling romanticy story. Think again. Take the train with Southeastern. Choose from our range of tickets. Buy direct from us and pay no booking fees.
Southeastern.
What do you do for a living?
I actually work at the stagehand office that sets up the behind the scenes at Red Rocks and all that show.
Oh, very cool. Okay. Good for you.
You don't get tickets to the show, that's why I play. So
there you go. Yeah, you can actually go and enjoy it, not have to work.
That sounds like a fun gig.
Not bad, not bad.
For sure.
All right. I got a car one for you. Do you like cars?
Let's hope. I don't know.
I was just bashing this group. I was just bashing this group, so I better give them some love now. In 10 seconds, give me five different models of vehicles made by Subaru. Go!
Forester, and that's it.
Right,
that's
me.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, we'll just let this play out. Well, you got one, Amanda.
I'm still trying all week. You guys have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Good luck. Bye, Amanda.
Hi, Olivia.
Hi.
Hey. Tell me something good going on in your life.
I got band tonight.
You go. Are you on a speakerphone or Bluetooth? I can't hear you.
No, I'm not on a Bluetooth.
Oof. Oh. I'm gonna put you back on hold, Olivia. Josh is gonna come back and talk to you. It's really hard to hear you. Hi, Bridget.
Hello. Good morning.
Whoa, you're loud and clear. Hi, Bridget.
I learned no Bluetooth, no speaker.
You're very wise, very smart. You know the rules. I love this the little note on my screen. It says, "Bridget, driving to dance."
Yes, I have two girls in the back that I'm driving to dance.
Oh, darn it. I wish it was you just driving somewhere to dance.
To dance. Oh, no, man. But dance,
I mean,
Mom.
I could. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
You should. Go to Park Meadows and just dance around the food court.
Jeremy?
Jeremy?
Love and life.
Do it. Do it, Bridget. I dare you. Is this like a dance academy or something?
Yeah, the girls go to Ponderosa High School and they have a ballet intensive today.
Oh,
yeah, I did some of that in high school.
Yeah.
Are you joking?
So,
wait
a minute.
The pants were far too tight for me. I couldn't do it. I couldn't keep
it. It got a little awkward and quiet.
It did, right?
It did.
It's like, wow. Uh-huh.
Everybody was processing Jeremy in tight ballet pants.
That's why you're so limber.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to put a Hot Pocket in the front.
Oh, yeah.
Stop.
Stop is right. Thank you, Bridget. They're all telling you to stop.
Broccoli
stop
cheddar.
It. No.
Broccoli cheddar Hot Pocket.
I love it.
Right there in the front. And then by the time we were done dancing, it was all warmed up and
hey,
I had a little snack.
There you go. Defrosted.
Ew.
Gross.
No, it's not. It was delicious.
Really gross.
What, you don't like Hot Pockets?
Girls are chuckling.
Yeah. Yeah, those poor girls are so embarrassed right now. All right. Okay, here's a fun one. In 10 seconds, give me five well-known TV neighbors, like the famous Neighbors Next Door. Go!
Roseanne, Jetsons, Flintstones.
No.
The...
No.
What?
What?
Why not?
All of those would.
The Flintstones?
The Flintstones, hey, the
you
Rebels?
Threw me off.
Are you kidding
you guys,
me?
No, the next door neighbors.
They're neighbors. They live in a house. They're on TV.
Neighbors to the Rebels.
Like,
yeah.
You know, like Kramer from Seinfeld or Urkel is the next door neighbor.
Dang it. Yeah, okay.
Kimmy
now
Gibbler.
I'm seeing it all.
I was
Kimmy
picking
Gibbler.
Up what you were putting out.
Ned Flanders was the next door neighbor.
Man.
If
all
you
right.
had said,
I'll be back.
If you had said Barney Rubble, they were the next door neighbor to the Flintstones, right?
Oh, yeah.
The Rubbles.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Gosh, I just get so stressed out. I start thinking of it, and then I just...
You know what? I think the whole Hot Pocket thing threw you off.
All right.
All right. Have a good day, Bridget.
Bye, Bridget.
Bye.
Thank you, guys, too. Bye.
Bye, ladies.
Bye. Adam.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, sir. What are you doing today?
I'm dropping my kiddo off at day summer camp, and then...
And then you're what? Your phone's cutting out, too.
Drop my kiddo off.
Man,
it's so hard to hear you.
It's all right. Josh, would you mind talking to Adam? I'm sorry, guys. We got to be able to hear you to play. Hi, Isabel.
Hello.
Hey, there you go. You going to the pool today?
I am.
Great day to go to the pool. Really good day.
I know. It's super hot out. So already. Well.
It's going to be 96 degrees today.
Whew.
Good day for the pool.
Yes. Weather all day
Perfect
long.
Perfect pool day.
What's your swimsuit look like?
Pink.
Okay. Perfect
is it,
answer.
Is it like
Isabel.
A one piece or is it a bikini or what
you
are you rocking?
Answer
bikini.
You got a bikini? Ooh. Do you take? Do you do the hot dog legs picture?
No, I don't.
Okay. Yeah.
You're over that, huh?
No more hot dog legs for you.
No, I'm taking my nanny kids to the pool, so none of that.
None
yeah,
of that.
No sexy none pics today. That. No sexy pics, Isabel. All right. Okay, this one's pretty fun. I need, in 10 seconds, 5 things that you can see through that are clear. Go!
Plastic bag, Ziploc, container, Tupperware, a window, a windshield, a mirror.
Some mirrors are see-through, I think.
Yeah, windshield, window.
Yeah, I think you.
I think all of them.
It.
I think you got like 7.
Wow.
Isabel.
Contact lenses, eyeglasses,
water.
Oh.
Water.
Yeah. I'm wearing glasses right now too.
There you go. Yeah. So, Amanda, do you know what you're supposed to do when you win Fast Five?
Yes, Jeremy. Please play the Winnie Win sound.
Yeah! Isabel and her hot dog legs have won Fast Five today in her sexy pink bikini.
Yay, Isabel!
Thank you, guys.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're so fun. All right. Well, you're gonna go see AJR at Red Rocks.
Woohoo!
You go have a hell of a time. I'm gonna put you on hold. We'll come back and tell you how to get that prize. Okay?
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a fun day at the poo. We've been getting people qualified at Mix100.com for JKJ's Slice Slice Baby, where all summer long we're going out to various businesses in the Denver metro and just dropping off some pizzas as a thank you for listening to this morning show. And thanks for having Mix 100 on. And this time around, it's Arita. Hi, Arita. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're super dupes, but we just wanted to deliver you some good news. We're going to come see you and drop off some pizzas at your business.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I never win anything.
Oh, really? Really?
Yay,
well,
yes.
Well, you just won some pizza.
Hey, Katie.
Hi.
Hey, girl. Bad news is, though, Arita, we've been doing this, you know, for many, many weeks now, and all we have left is just a half a pizza that we're going to be able to drop off. So how many employees do you have? You're going to have to split a half a pizza, darn it.
All right, there are 8 of us, but I think we can figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll bring one of those pizza cutters. You'll just get some really small slices.
Cut it sideways, yeah.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, Josh said he's bringing me a salad because I have fat cheeks.
Oh, really? Josh, that what a rude thing to say.
Josh,
that's
why did you say that?
Wow, rude.
That was off the air, Arita.
Jeez, rude.
It was actually very funny.
Oh,
so
thank God.
I wasn't offended at all.
Whew. Oh, Josh, you're hilarious.
I'm so mean, dude.
So I got to know, where do you work then, Arita, so we know where to go?
I work for a local community health clinic. It's a mental health clinic.
Oh, okay. You're a good human.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course. I love it.
So we're going to head out to what part of town? I got to write this down so I know where I'm going.
Going to Lakewood.
Lakewood.
Oh, Lakewood.
I love Lakewood.
Up to no good.
Can't wait, Rita.
Well, we are excited to come meet you and your crew. We're going to get some awkward side hug pictures, and we'll make a video. We're going to have a heck of a time, all right?
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
It does sound amazing. So wear something pretty, okay?
Okay. I work out in the community. I don't dress pretty for work.
Well, we're going to have you all over our social media, though, so I don't know. It's
okay,
up to
I'll
you.
Okay, I'll bring a change of clothes.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
We're just giving you a heads up.
No stained T-shirts, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
That's fair.
All right. And then we'll come see you, and Josh will bring you a salad. So
okay.
Thank you for entering, and I'm going to put you on hold. Josh is going to come back and get some more information from you so we know 100%. For sure, where we're going, and we'll see you probably tomorrow, I think, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Right, so excited to meet you, Arita. Bye.
Oh, she sounds nice, doesn't
she? I know,
she?
That's I can't wait to go there.
Good human.
I love hooking people up with pizza. It's like the best thing.
If you guys want JKJ to possibly come by your place of business, all you have to do is go to mix100.com, click the Slice Baby link, right there on the homepage, and enter to win. And we'll do another business next week, courtesy of Denver's Mix 100. Okay, so this story caught my eye this morning. It's kind of funny. It's coming out of Arizona. This woman was pulled over. How fast was she going? Well, she was in a 65-mile-an-hour zone, and she was clocked going 100, oh, just shy of 110 miles an hour. Whoop, 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 whoop. They pulled her over.
My darling, the carriage awaits. The Duchess herself will be there. But what if he's already in the ballroom, waiting?
Sorry, are we getting off here?
Huh? Oh, no. Next stop.
Lose yourself in a thrilling romanticy story. Think again. Take the train with Southeastern. Choose from our range of tickets. Buy direct from us and pay no booking fees.
Southeastern.
She was arrested and booked for criminal speed and reckless driving. The vehicle went to car jail, they said, so they impounded her car for 20 days because she was going about 110 miles an hour. Why was she driving so fast? Well, she told the police officer that she was trying to get home to watch Love Island.
I get that.
She's like, I got to get home. There's a new episode.
Come on, they drop those episodes on us, and then the spoilers are all over the internet. You got to get on it.
So she
I
was
understand.
Lying to get home to watch Love Island, which I guess is all the rage right now.
It's the best show.
She's going to get some, you know, jail time and a fine out of this. You've been, you know, highly involved with this show, haven't you, Katie?
I've tried to be. This season's hard for me because my Roku is too old to watch it. So I need. So I've been trying so hard to avoid all the spoilers. I've been on YouTube watching parts of episodes just to kind of stay in the loop a little bit. But yeah, I love this show, and I've loved it from the very beginning. I've seen all seven episodes or seven seasons rather up until this eighth season. So I am about it, and I love it. Like, I love the different angles that they have. I love all the different challenges. I know coming up, they have the Casa Amore episodes, which is so much fun because you take the people who are couples on the island, right? And then you take part of them, you take half of them, and you send them to Casa Amore, and that's where they're a bunch of bombshells, and they try and steal you from your person. And so it's so intense, and they're actually going to show those in the theaters this time around just because they are so exciting.
They
so,
try to get people to cheat?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They try and get you to leave the couple you've already made on Love Island because only one couple standing at the end wins the prize. And then how they do it is they give you two envelopes and the first person gets to open it and see if they have the prize money in it. And if they do, like only one of them has it, and then they get to choose whether or not they want to split it with their couple or dip. Huh. Oh, it's so much fun.
That's dirty
money. I love it. I can't remember. I think it's like 500. I can't remember. You'd have to look and see how much money
it
is exactly.
Story says it. $100,000.
Okay, there we go. Yeah. So you either split it with your couple.
Oh, each get $50,000. Okay.
Or you dip. You take it all. And so it is awesome.
Is this
I
a relationship
this
that has transformed before you go to Love Island?
Oh,
you
no.
Go as a, okay.
No. You go to Love Island.
And you meet the person.
You meet the person. You're coupled up with somebody.
Oh, well, I'm taking the money. I don't
and
even
then,
know you.
But yeah. Every so often. But they're like you. The thing is you're with
Although,
these people 24/7.
They're hot,
and
too.
You build relationships with
yeah, but
them.
But Jared, once I've already been there, done that.
Oh,
you build relationships
God.
Because
keep
you're literally like, you know, confined oh to spaces. So it's like,
so what?
You start to
oh
form, you know, you
no,
get
you
attached
don't.
To these people.
No, you don't.
The women get attached to these
there
people.
There we go.
But it's just, it is funny.
Oh my.
Just because it really is like you go in, you couple up with somebody, and then randomly there's bombshells being introduced who are trying to steal
I've seen some pictures.
Your man or woman.
There's some
yeah.
bombshells.
And then it gets like, you know, you spend like 3 days with this guy and you guys are laying in your bungalow and you're just like getting to know each other and it's amazing. And
I
you
guarantee
like
you, every
met
man
your
is
person,
sick of it.
Right? And then the bombshell comes in and all of it.
Oh
and the
my
bombshell
God.
Could be guys or girls. There's
oh,
a lot
yeah,
of hot
yeah,
guy
yeah.
bombshells too. So they could come in and try and steal your couple, but then imagine being the person who just got your person stolen from them.
Who
like,
caves more often?
Then you're alone? What do? You just sit there alone
well,
by
you
the
wait
pool?
For the next bombshell, or you steal somebody else's person. Like, that's how it all works.
This is sinful. Dare I say it? It is sinful.
I love it. So
people be hooked. Do they got to get like tested for all sorts of stuff?
I'm sure they
do.
I'm sure they do. And then they become famous after. Like, you know, the most famous person from season 7 is Hoda. I don't know if you guys know.
Oh, we love Hoda.
Hoda's the best.
She's beautiful.
I wear those in the winter.
Recently, she's in the news because she broke into her ex-boyfriend's girlfriend's apartment. So
take the 100,000. Take the 100,000. They're all crazy.
Exactly. But no, this show is fascinating and I'm so hooked and I love it. So, yeah, it's a good one.
Oh, wait, we're getting a text right now that says the couple from a few seasons ago just got engaged.
Okay, see? So it can work.
Fergie and Taylor?
Yes, yeah. It can work. So, yeah, the show is...
Take the money.
There's a lot of fans of the show. I mean, again, once the season wraps and everything, it all goes on social media. And then you follow these people. And so it, like, is an ongoing thing. So there's some fans who are diehards in there. So, yeah, it's good.
Those
I like
people
Love
need
Island.
To get a hobby.
Okay.
it,
there's a lot of people watching it.
Does
so.
It make you uncomfortable that they're all so like rock hard and perfect? And I don't know. I don't know if I could watch
no,
that.
No, it makes me do my crunches. Like literally,
oh,
I'm in front
it?
Of my TV watching, doing
One,
my
two,
ab
three,
rolls.
Four.
Like absolutely. And my leg exercises. Like this is what motivates me to, you know, you got it. Can't skip leg day, Katie. Can't skip leg day.
I'm going to be on Love Island someday.
I'm going to be the bombshell.
Yes. You never know.
You never know.
My darling, the carriage awaits. The Duchess herself will be there. But what if he's already in the ballroom, waiting?
Sorry, are we getting off here?
Huh? Oh, no. Next stop.
Lose yourself in a thrilling romanticy story. Think again. Take the train with Southeastern. Choose from our range of tickets. Buy direct from us and pay no booking fees.
Southeastern.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Katie kind of had a funny little observation and story off the air, and we were like, we got to talk about that on the air. What you got?
Yeah, well, just sitting around my house, like, you know, doing things. I did all the laundry things as far as washing the clothes and then drying the clothes. And then as I sat there, I was like, my gosh, I wish I didn't have to actually like do the hard stuff with the laundry and fold the clothes and put them away, right? I wish I had a button for that. And so it got me thinking, like, what if we all had a button, right? Everybody's got a button, and when you press it, it does something. Like, what does your button do? I just thought that was so interesting. And
okay.
Mine definitely, it doesn't really have to do with the clothes and laundry. I can do that for myself. But mine has to do with food. Do you want to hear what mine is?
Yes, please.
So I think it'd be great if I had a button that when I push it, everything I need to make all of the meals for the week automatically in my fridge. I don't have to go. And I don't mind grocery shopping, but I just think that that's something that takes such a long time and it's such a process. But also, when I have a full fridge and a full, like, cupboards full of food, I feel rich. Like, that feeling to me is one of the best. Like, I have everything I need. I don't have to want for anything. Like, having a full fridge and full cupboards to me is living large.
Well, and as a single guy, like, it's just like living by myself, my fridge is never stocked full. Like,
exactly.
The only time is when I do planned meals with people, and that's the only time ever. Otherwise, it's my sad, you know, single living man with like a Dr. Pepper and a beer from 3 months ago,
exactly.
You know? So
yes.
I feel you on that. If I could just get it stocked, I would make so much more,
and
you know?
It makes me feel so good. Like, when I go grocery shopping and I am stock full of everything I need, I will wander back in the fridge just to look at it.
It's so beautiful.
I'll open the fridge door and look at it and be like, Katie, you're really doing it. You're doing it. Good look night, butter. You, with your full fridge.
You know that kids book,
so
Good Night Moon?
Yeah.
He's going to write one called Good Night Butter.
I have. So it's
good night, butter.
It puts the biggest smile
on
my face.
So that's what your button's doing.
Automatically makes me happy. So my button, full fridge, full cupboards. Yeah.
Phone lines are wide open if you guys would like to call in and tell us. I mean, just have some fun with this. This is kind of ridiculous, right? You got a button right there. It's a big red button on your desk. And boom, every time you hit it, what happens? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Josh, what happens when you hit it?
You know, for me, I think a really good one would be I just click the big red button and automatically my first date is planned. Because the first date is so important, right?
Yeah.
It leaves, you know, the first impression, is this guy good or not? Like, I want the most extravagant, fun, first impression ready date. And I just have to hit that big red button and it's like, we're doing blank, 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 all this stuff in a row. And so whoever my first date is with is like, this dude rocks.
This guy can
plan. I would love that.
And you're like, I got a button.
Because there's so much pressure. Well, they wouldn't know about the button.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They wouldn't
keep
know.
That's
a secret button.
It's a quiet button. All right, what would your button do? You got a big red button, and every time you smash it, boom. It's like the whole, what was that, Staples? That was easy.
Yeah, easy button.
Couple that came in on the text line. Somebody says, every time I push it somewhere in America, a telemarketer gets a flat tire.
Well,
that's pretty
mean.
Funny. That's kind of good. Telemarketers are annoying.
I mean, it's their job, but whatever.
Somebody else said, every time I push it, an aggressive goose appears and chases away whoever I'm talking to.
Okay, geese are mean, dude.
They are mean.
I don't know if I'd wish that on somebody.
John wrote in and says, every time I push it, I would be doing some sort of speech at work and a bald eagle would fly overhead and scream approval.
Now that's fantastic.
That's a weird one.
That is weird.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, how are you guys?
Well, we're super dupes. So you got that big red button. Every time you hit it, what's happening?
My husband disappears.
Oh, no!
Kim.
Kim, how are things at home? Is everything okay?
I love that, Kim.
He just drives me crazy after almost 40 years, you know?
Oh, yeah. Get rid of that clown. Get him out of there.
You were sticking to it. You're like, no, I want him gone. It's been way too long.
You do sound like my mom talking about my dad. What's the most annoying thing that he does?
Well, he doesn't communicate. I mean, that's been like that for 40
typical
years.
Typical guy.
Typical
guy. Yeah. You know, and I'm just supposed to know exactly where he's at and what he's doing. And I'm just, you know, and then he just expects me to magically know everything he's thinking and talking about.
Well, at this point, shouldn't you? I mean, don't you read his mind now at this point?
My darling, the carriage awaits. The Duchess herself will be there. But what if he's already in the ballroom, waiting?
Sorry, are we getting off here?
Huh? Oh, no. Next stop.
Lose yourself in a thrilling romanticy story. Think again. Take the train with Southeastern. Choose from our range of tickets. Buy direct from us and pay no booking fees.
Southeastern.
Well, sometimes, but not always.
Yeah.
But then,
and that's not
you know,
your job, Kim.
And then he snores.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you won't do anything about it.
I bet he's got a big red button that he can hit, and it would stop all your nagging at him. Oh. That's what I bet.
Well, he always says, if I don't like it, I can leave. And I'm like, I'm still here.
Yeah,
so
you're like, don't tempt me.
I know, but then I always tell him it'll cost him more to if right. I leave, because right. Colorado's a 50-50 state.
Right. There you go.
Kim, thank you for the laughs. We appreciate you calling in. A couple more on the text line. Somebody says, every time I hit my button, a raccoon is going to appear, and he'll hand me a lottery ticket.
That's what I need.
He's like the little raccoon from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mama needs to win the lottery.
Every time I hit the button, one random person is going to start craving a baked potato and have no idea why. Okay, that's kind
that's
of
amazing.
Funny.
I want it so funny.
Ed wrote in, it says, every time I hit the button, it's going to change my voice to Morgan Freeman's voice for 1 hour. That's pretty good, too. These are ridiculous. Hi, Debbie.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your big red button going to do?
Okay, so picture this. You get up in the morning, you go to your closet, you push the button, and you are automatically dressed in the perfect outfit for the occasion for the day. And not only is it the perfect outfit, it fits perfectly. You don't even have to, like, suck your gut in to button your pants.
Yeah. You don't have a front butt at all.
Oh, my God. That's going to make your whole day
really
better, Debbie.
What are you wearing today, Debbie?
So much better. Well, I walk dogs for work, so I'm just wearing shorts and a tank top.
Oh, yeah. You definitely need the button. You need the button, Debbie. That's a good one. Thank you very much for calling in. Do I have any more I want to read you? Somebody says the button would cause my dog to narrate his thoughts for 5 minutes. That one's unique.
That one's cute. Mm,
yeah. I kind of narrowed mine down. I had a few I was thinking. Like, this is the total dad one. Boom, I hit the button, and the lawn is mowed and done, and I don't have to think about it, you know,
beautiful.
For the week, which is, I'm starting to get to that point.
Perfectly,
you
know? Edged, perfectly,
perfectly
trimmed.
The lines.
You know, we got a really good one from Maddie that I loved. I didn't even think about this, but she says she would put the button in her car, and every time that there's a red light ahead of her,
that's
she
good.
Can press that bad boy, automatically turns green. I like that one
it's
a
like
lot.
It's like what the police officers and firefighters have. They have that thing that can change the lights. The other one I was thinking of is, boom, I hit it and instantly full tank of gas.
Which is good, especially right now.
Does it take the money out of your account, though?
No, it's just boom. Oh. And you watch the little thing go, and you get full gas. That's a pretty solid button. The other one, since we have one today, you hit it and you get to skip meetings.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good.
I
shout out.
Meetings.
Hi, Big Rob. Hi, Big Rob. I'd hit the button. But the one I think I settled on, and it's so hard to find the most perfectly ripe avocado, because you go to make a salad and you want the avocado and it's always too hard or it's gone total squish.
Mm-hmm.
I want the avocado to appear every time I hit the button that is perfectly ripe. The most perfect avocado.
That's what you're going with?
I think so.
That's kind of lame.
You don't like that, Katie?
I thought you would have went bigger than that, but okay. Avocado dreams. I get it.
Why you gotta crush my
I'm
avocado
sorry,
dreams?
I just want Katie to be supportive.
Yeah, I just.
Well,
I'm
you
sorry.
Stare at butter in your fridge.
I know, but I've got a whole fridge full of food. Like,
no, I just want an avocado.
Avocados and more in my fridge, but you just want one ripe avocado.
That's I want every time.
Wow.
Why are you hating on my button push?
It must be good to be you if that is your one concern in life is ripe avocados. Like, hats off to you, homie.
I just wanted one avocado.
Okay, like you can have it. There you go, button. Doom.
Where do you get those avocados,
I'm
Jared?
Sorry.
There it is.
Well, every morning we like to give you a couple minutes of sports action here at Mix 100, and Josh is our sports expert. What you got today?
Well, yes, as we know, the World Cup is going on right now. And with that, about 6.5 to 7 million, Jared, what do you say? 6.7, right? 6.7 million people came to the United States and North America to watch their favorite team play in the World Cup. And as you can expect, that would make the bars here, or as they like to call it from across the pond, the pubs, much, much busier here. And one Boston bartender named Kaylee, I'm not even going to try her last name, so
hi.
Kaylee has been working behind a bar for 5 years, and she says she has never seen a surge like this.
I thought I'd make a video about how much I made today thanks to the World Cup. My credit card tips were $464. So for cash, I made $486. That brings me to $950. I know people are complaining about the World Cup being in the U.S., but as a girly who bartends in Boston, I am not complaining. Shout out to Scotland. They were most of my customers today.
I could see that. Another round.
That's so funny.
Jeremy, wow. Is there anything you wanted to say about the way she talked?
Well, I was going to be quiet, but I did happen to notice. I'm on my dipping journey.
Look, and good for her, though.
Good for
she
her.
She deserves yeah. it. She said she worked about 7 hours and made almost $1,000 just in cash and credit tips. So
not too shabby.
The money that they're making is awesome. It is an incredible economic boom for every host city that has been hosting these teams here. And you're right. Like, those people from Europe, they can handle their drinks.
Oh, she's probably meeting a lot of hot foreign dudes, too, right?
She's not too mad about
not that. Not about that. I'm getting some major action. Katie, what's going on locally?
Okay, so the first ever Mess Fest is coming to the Children's Museum. So all those parents out there who are looking for something to do with their kiddos this summer, this is it. It's happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Children's Museum, and kids get to play in fun stuff. So each day has its own theme. Friday, you can dive headfirst into glorious goo. Yay! Saturday is a party with paint, and then Sunday...
Razor blades and nails!
Well, no, like, you get to actually... It's a sensory thing,
Rusty
right?
nails.
Because kids are all about, like, the squishies and the, you know, fidget, whatever. Okay. Like, you got to keep them busy all the time now. So that's what it is like, Sunday they'll have squishy shaving cream.
Oh, that's fun.
And then, yeah, admission to the museum. So as long as you just pay to get into the Children's Museum, which is a good time for the kids already... Then you get into these fun events again Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And if you're a member of the Children Museum, you can go to this for free.
Monday is slime and broken glass.
See? Yes. They know what your kids like. And so they've even got a kid wash at the end. There's glass.
This is a bad idea.
They even have a kid wash so you can spray those kiddos down before they get into your expensive ride, wrap them in a towel in the car. I love this. I think it's genius, and I hope that there's many, many Mess Fests to come for the Children's
Museum. Look, it gets them off the smooth feeling of the iPads.
That's right.
Exactly. There we go.
This gets them out playing in stuff, and, you know, I would have loved something like this as a kid. Diving headfirst into shaving cream. All
and
about
razor
it.
Tuesday's the first
not
day
the
class.
Razor
there we
blade
go.
Part. Okay.
Katie was growing up. They had to tie a dog bone around her so
no,
the dog played with her.
No, they did not. Dogs love me, Jeremy. Okay. And then there's this story about, you want to do Keanu Reeves or the spa company?
Oh, you tell me.
Let's do Keanu Reeves because I know
everybody
loves
him.
Ladies, gentlemen, it doesn't matter who you are. You love you some Keanu Reeves. And he is bringing his band, Dogstar, that 90s band that he has, to Denver. He's going to be playing at Summit Music Hall. So what I love about this too is because he started this band way back in the day, right? And then when he becomes super famous, he had to hang it up. He's like, I don't have a whole lot of time for Dogstar, you know? And they did their touring and everything even without Keanu. But then when the pandemic hit, he's like, you know what? Looks like I got some time for Dogstar. And so he joined them again, and they've been touring and making stops. And he is just so humble about it. All the people in the band are like, man, he is one of the most down-to-earth people you could ever imagine. And so, yeah, they're going to be in September coming to Summit Music Hall, September 2nd. And they had, like, they have a tour. Dude's going to be busy. This is like 20 stops on this tour, 20
plus stops.
I feel
like I'd go see him. I like him. I love him in every movie.
You better get on a really fast bus and get to all these stops.
Right? That never stops. You can get your tickets now, Josh, if that is something you're interested in, through Live Nation. And then, is that it, or we have one more?
That's
it. That's probably it, right? Okay, there's your Mile High Hype, Jer.
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
Yeah, let's see how our contestant does today. It is Ashley. Hi, Ashley. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you.
Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate you. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Ash.
Oh, I'm just heading to a doctor's appointment, and that's about it today. Enjoying the pretty sunshine.
Do you work? Do you have kids?
I do. I have one. I do work. I am part owner of a construction company, and I have one little one, Kate, and she is 8.
Oh, wow. You're busy.
Yeah.
Do you drive busy, but it's fun.
Do you get to drive a dump truck ever?
No, unfortunately, but a skidster occasionally.
Okay.
Works, right?
That was my next question.
Jump right on it.
Are you familiar with a skidster?
Yeah. Ashley, where are you from? I love your accent. Like, I love the twang.
I'm actually from Georgia, but we've been here for 21 years, but I just got back from Georgia, so I think it's even stronger than usual.
You're morphing back.
Funny how that happens.
Well, it's a beautiful, beautiful accent. You sound really nice.
Thank you so much.
I do love it.
So, Ashley, I'm going to give you and Katie the same five questions. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie because she's very mean, okay?
All right.
Katie, you want to say anything to Ashley?
I hope you skidster your way to a win, Ashley. Right on into
Me
one.
Me too. Okay. Me too.
Good luck.
Katie's got skidster marks in her underpants.
No, I do not.
Total skidster marks.
No, that's probably more like Jeremy.
You don't know. I will show you, Ashley. I will show you. I will send you a picture right now.
Uh-oh.
All right, so Katie left the room. She goes into a little room there that she can't hear anything. It's soundproof. I come up with the questions so there's no cheating, and we'll find out if you're right or wrong once we bring her back
in. Man.
Are you freaking out? Are you nervous?
A little bit. I played Fast Five a few weeks ago, and that was crazy. So this is my first time doing this one.
All right, well, let's give it a shot. Here's your first question.
Okay.
What 90s pocket-sized toy allowed your pet to die if you did not take care of it? It's a little digital toy.
Oh, gosh. Yes. not a Juju pet, but I'll say Juju pet because I can't think of... What is that? Anyway, Juju Pet. I'm gonna say Juju.
Juju Pet. Okay. Please tell me what was Michael Jackson's dad's name?
Oh Lord.
His name was not the Lord.
No.
Not the Lord.
Oh heavens to Betsy. Let me think about this. Howell.
Howell Jackson.
At the moon.
Oh, this is not gonna be a good day.
This is really bad, Ashley. Okay,
terrible.
Ashley, which comedian will star in a new Netflix reality show about raising his 12 kids with 6 different mothers?
Oh, Nick Cannon.
Please tell me, what color was the Legend of Zelda game cartridge on the original Nintendo? What color was the game?
Gold.
Gold! And your fifth and final question for the crush. What's the name of the Planters mascot?
The who?
Planters.
Jiminy Cricket. No. Is it Jiminy?
No.
Oh, heavens. Wait a minute. It's not Jiminy Cricket, though. Gosh, I can't think of his name.
Would you like me to put down, oh, Lord?
That sounds good. That's as good as Jiminy Cricket, right?
No, I'm going to put down Jiminy Cricket because it's funny. All right, let's bring Katie back in.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Sup, bro?
Not feeling it, huh, Ashley?
Oh.
No, not at all.
Is it hard today?
All right.
Well, I think they were easier, but I just went blank, so...
But you sound so adorable when you're like, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Lord, please help me. All right, Katie. What 90s pocket-sized toy allowed your pet to actually die if you did not take care of it? It was a little digital toy.
It was the Tamagotchi pet, right?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Tamagotchi.
I had one. I killed so many of those.
Tamagotchi.
Yeah. You said Juju pet. I don't even know what that is.
It was close.
Not really.
It was close. It was close. Almost there.
Katie, what was Michael Jackson's dad's name?
Oh, man.
Did you think of it, Ashley? Don't say it.
All I could think of was, like...
No, don't truth
his brother.
It was Catherine was his mom. What was his dad's name? Joe Jackson.
Joe.
Joe Jackson.
Joe, that's it. Yep.
Ashley said Howell, like at the moon. It was really bad. Really bad guess.
Really terrible. I should have said Tito.
Been a little closer. Katie, which comedian will star in a new Netflix reality show about raising his 12 kids with 6 different mothers?
I was confused until that 12 kids comment. It's Nick Cannon. It's definitely Nick Cannon.
Ashley, you knew that one.
Yeah, hey. I did. Woo. Unfortunately, yes, I did.
What color was the Legend of Zelda game cartridge on the original Nintendo, Katie?
Oh, yeah, and you blew in them. It was gold, right?
Gold!
Yes! It was the only one that was gold.
Gold!
Gold!
Yep.
Yeah, you got that one too,
Ashley.
Good job,
Ashley.
Yay, Ashley. Okay,
Katie.
Yep. Okay, well, we got one more before we say, Ashley, you did really bad.
No. Oh, no.
She got two. What do you mean? You're doing fine,
we'll
Ashley.
See if you get this
not
one.
Not too bad.
Okay.
Well, she probably didn't get this last one. What was the name of... What is the name of the Planters mascot?
Mr. Peanut?
Mr. Peanut!
Right?
You, where in the world did you pull Jiminy Cricket out of? That is.
I mean,
what?
They both wear a top hat.
Well, Jiminy Cricket.
So
maybe
it.
That's what,
yeah,
what it is.
Yeah, they both wear a top hat. That's probably where
it
that
is.
Came from.
Yeah, that, yeah, that's yeah. What, exactly.
They're distant yeah. Cousins yeah. Or something.
It's
totally.
A real thing. They, yeah. They were relatives.
Yeah.
Sadly,
going
Ashley.
With that.
Katie swept you. She got all five
I
today.
Did.
Oh, man.
And you got two. Woo. You've officially been crushed.
Better than like zero.
Oh. But I'm in a good mood
Are you
today.
In a good mood? I was hoping.
I'm
like
in a
Ashley
good
a
mood, Ashley. You know what happens when I'm in a good mood and I talk to people I really, really, really like?
Good things. Good,
good things. Good things.
What kind of good things?
Like maybe gifts and prizes and...
I actually,
and that kind of thing.
Well, yeah. Yes, I actually take myself out for lunch after the game, so thanks for calling. Now, I want to go ahead, since you're so sweet and it sounds like you're a busy mama bear, I want to go ahead and give you the Weird Al concert tickets. Go have some fun.
Oh, at, my Lord, that's hilarious.
I know. Go have fun at Red Rocks, all right?
Yay! Awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
Oh, you're
Absolutely.
The best, Ashley.
Thanks for having fun with yep. us today. You were yeah. a good time.
Yes.
Thank
I
you.
I enjoy you so much.
Well, we enjoyed your call. So I'm going to put you back on hold, and we'll come back and tell you how to get those tickets, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Bye,
Thank
Ashley.
You, Ashley. I like it when I'm in a good mood.
She was the best.
She
like,
was
I just want
to
say, bless her heart.